Radio. FM. Freaky Monstrosity. Or... no? Not that? Hi, I'm Caleb Jordan, the one and only full-time production assistant at WKGC. Today we're talking FM. Or what is it, you know? FM is probably the only radio you've actually listened to. And it's probably the only radio you still can listen to, as AM is becoming more and more defunct. But what does FM stand for? Why is it head and shoulders better for audio quality than AM? And how did that make it the musical medium? FM. Freaky movement? No, not quite. FM stands for frequency modulation, right? If we look back at AM, amplitude modulation, it communicated audio by changing the signal strength of a consistent wavelength carrier wave, right? So the carrier wave didn't change in how often it came, it just changed being louder or quieter. That wavelength, how often the wave comes, is what defines the frequency. So what happens if we modulate or change the frequency of the carrier signal? We get FM, right? Now let's talk about the information signal you put in. The range of human hearing is from 20 hertz to 20,000 hertz. FM can replicate between 50 to 15,000 for listening, as there are, you know, technical applications for the higher frequency signals. This loss of range on the top end is relatively negligible. Therefore, FM is considered high fidelity. The Department of Defense manual about communication lays out the frequency breakdown clearly. It says FM radio is broadcast in stereo, meaning two channels of information. In practice, they generate three signals prior to applying the modulation, right? A left plus right signal, which is in the range of 50 to 15,000 hertz, a 19 kilohertz pilot carrier, and a left minus right signal centered on 18 kilohertz. That ranges from 23 to 53 kilohertz. It's this first mono signal, the left plus the right, and this left minus right signal that makes the stereo signal that you can hear from both sides of the speakers. You know, the receiver uses this additional information encoded in the information signal to replicate the stereo transmission of the music. FM is also more immune to outside noise than AM. For something to affect the signal, it would have to modulate the frequency. That is much more difficult compared to simply interfering with the signal strength of an AM broadcast. Fidelity, the feature that propelled music on FM and its growth. FM was invented in the 1930s and credited to a Mr. Edwin Armstrong. The first commercial stations were simply simulcasts of their AM sister stations, a facet of radio regulation that used today to get a low-powered FM license at much less cost by using it to simulcast what your AM signal is pushing. Now, FM's ability to broadcast high-fidelity stereo audio made it immediately more useful for enjoying music. But the one challenge that every new medium faces is traction with the consuming public. AM took off as it was the first broadcast medium and was helped along by government usage, like in the case of FDR's Fireside Chats. FM didn't quite have the same sort of boost and had to crawl into its own after many years of being the alternative radio band. In the 70s, FM was being used for album-oriented rock formats due to the small enthusiast nature of the audience that listened for longer cuts compared to the King of AM, the Top 40 format. The major audience switch from AM to FM happened in the late 70s, during which those Top 40 stations made the jump, and it was all downhill for AM after that. AM has been relegated to sports and talk formats, as that's really what AM is most suited for, the transmission of spoken word. But what's in all this talk about format, and how does that impact a station's decision-making? We'll cover that next. Thank you.